Welcome once again to Nova Gaia Love. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
I like to start with my stories. You know, I'm a bit of a storyteller. Yesterday morning, Sunday morning, I was so excited. It was a day off. Sunday's my day for myself. And actually, it's my day to play with Sophie, my dog. I love Sundays. It's my day of rest. I get up early on Sunday morning, bright and chipper as always, and there was no bright and chipper morning wake up for me. It was a horrific headache, and I could feel it twisting through my whole body. I wouldn't say it was a migraine, but it was pretty close because I had to put on sunglasses because it was so bright. And I tried to go outside to play with Sophie in the morning as our morning ritual. And the wind was so bad, it just made my headache worse. And I thought, okay, maybe I'm having allergy attacks. I know that I'm using a pretty bad pillow. I'm sleeping funny. What's going on with my body? And so I just took some Zyrtec, because thinking it might be allergies, and I crawled back into bed because I didn't know what else to do. I slept for about, I'd say, an hour and a half or so, and I got back up just because it's Sunday. This was my play day, and we were going to go hiking and had all these great plans, and the headache is now worse. And I thought, oh man, I took the medicine that I thought would help me. I did what I thought that I needed, which is just go back to sleep and rest. And the headache was almost worse. And it just, I don't know, it was a bummer. It was a bummer. And I think I actually started making the headache worse because I was thinking how bad my head was hurting. And what did I do wrong? What is this, a punishment? Is this karma? And I'm going through all these things in my head. And so I went to the bathroom because, as you know, my greatest epiphanies happen in the bathroom. And as I was sitting in the bathroom, I actually opened up my whole being and I went back into what we call the Christ consciousness, or the black diamond energy chakra behind our heart. And I went back into that space and I said, is there any guides in here? Is there somebody in here that could help me? My body is in horrible pain. Medicine isn't working. I really didn't want to lose the day. And so as I go back into the space, I heard my body, I heard a message come through that said, go sit on the bench. I have this cute little bench that Shane bought me for my birthday years ago in my bathroom. And I said, okay. So I went and I sat on the bench and I'm like listening. And then the voice says to me, put your head back. And I'm like, okay, there's the wall. And then I noticed that there's a towel rack that just so happened to hit my neck at the right point. And the voice said, gently rub your head back and forth and then just totally relax on the towel rack with your feet flat. The voice was very specific, okay? It wasn't a voice that I normally hear, but it was a voice in my head. And so I did exactly as it said. I put my feet flat on the ground. I straightened my back. I put my head back onto this towel rack and I rolled it back and then I rolled forward. And I felt this very gentle pop. I sat there for about, I would say, a minute, maybe less, and immediately the headache went away. Immediately. No ifs, ands, or buts. I couldn't believe it. I asked a question and I got an instant answer. I listened. I did what the guide said. And I was able to pop the vertebrae in my neck that I know that I have issues with, that I know causes my headaches. back into place. And it was such an instant relief that my body was so overwhelmed with joy that, well, I turned on the song because the angel had inspired me to dance again. I turned on the song Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles, and I danced and I danced and I giggled. And my partner looked at me and said, well, I guess your headache's gone. And just like that, by listening to my guides, by listening to what they said, I took that action of love. I did what they said to do, and I healed my pain. So what do you all think about that? What do you think about me listening to a voice in my head, listening to what they had to say to me?
Well, I tell you, 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago, if I had heard that story from you, I would have been so envious. How in the world can you hear? Oh my God, I want to hear like this. I want to hear the voices in my head that help me move forward, that help me to be clear about my next step and what I do and how I heal myself and all these things. Oh my God, I would have been so envious. And I was just like, as I walked my journey into love, that was a very clear decision that I at one point made. I want to put love into things. I recognized that I listen differently. And my hearing is very different than yours. Like, I often just feel it. It is often intuition. I find myself doing odd things at odd moments. And I was like, what is happening? And I recognize, but I have over time recognized that is how I am being guided, because these odd things turn out to mean something in the end. I know that when I listen to the wind, when I listen to the earth, when I listen to my body, when I just can open up to sit there and take in whatever it is. I do this every morning with the sun. And I know there is wisdom, knowledge, data coming into me. And over the years, I just have recognized to not even worry what it is. If I don't recognize, like, I still would love to hear like you, but you know, it's not me. So I listen, I take in whatever I feel, and then I recognize when it needs to be there, it is exactly there, exactly as I need it, with the exact words. That is not necessarily my language, my normal language, but it is always there when I need it. I think we all listen differently. And, you know, I would still love to hear like that, but, you know, I am completely perfect the way I hear, because I have just learned to trust that it always is there when I need it.
Oh, that's so awesome. And she's right. It's not normal for any of this, because it's the new normal that's coming. And it's your new normal, the way that you feel, smell, taste, experience the listening. How about you, dear angel? How do you feel, hear, listen to what your body, what your guides have to say to you?
Oh my gosh. Listening to both of you, it's so, so beautiful. I've had experiences similar to what you've experienced, Rachel. I've had experiences similar to what you've experienced, Gita. have times when I get sense. I have times when I get sensations. I have times when I have just knowings or words. So all the different clairthis, clairsentience, clairvoyance, claircognizance, all of them I've experienced at one time or another, visuals. But mostly, at first I thought it was words, then I realized a lot of the times I have knowings. I just know things and I have to translate that into words. Words are what come to me most naturally. And I was thinking the other day in one of our dear fairies' Meta Monday events that she has on Zoom, one of the participants who's emerging with her understandings and abilities to listen, she was saying, I don't know how to tell when it's me, you know, my ego, and when it's something else, when it's from spirit. And we didn't really get into it then, but it just kind of made me smile and think back to the first Reiki circles I went to when I was a Reiki practitioner and really wanted to have the type of intuitive abilities that Master Earl, my first Reiki master, had. He's an incredibly intuitive individual. And so I was open. I was seeking to get some kind of feel, some kind of sensation. And it started as maybe seeing colors. It started with sense. And then to get that confidence to speak and share it, because in that type of situation, you're sharing with another person. It's not for yourself necessarily. And so I would say, you know, oh, at your knees, I smelled sandalwood. And I distinctly remember the woman looking at me and saying, well, what am I supposed to do with that? I don't know. I don't know. At your knees, I smelled sandalwood. And you can't just sound like an idiot and say, but you know, you get to say, you need to sit with that, maybe be with some incense, smell some sandalwood, and see where that takes you. What's the information for you? And that's not a cop-out. That is using what you're getting and recognizing that the messages aren't for you, it's for the person you're working on. And another time when I heard the words, music is playing. I knew music was playing. I could not hear the music. The music wasn't for me to hear. And finally, I got up the nerve to say to the person on the Reiki table, music is playing. And tears sprung to her eyes. Oh my gosh, she said, that's my mother. That's my mother who died a few months ago. She was a concert pianist. The messages you get when you're working with for somebody else, a big part of it is learning to trust and recognizing that you don't have to understand. It's for the other person to understand. But when it's you, it's important to learn and trust also. Oh, going back to that ego question, I remember another time working on somebody and I'd had an insight that came from some music lyrics that popped up in my head a day or two before that had come through. And when I'm working on this gentleman, this same music starts running through my head and I'm thinking, oh, that's just me. I'm just letting me remember what I learned. This isn't for him. And it was like somebody knocking on the side of my head, like one of the Three Stooges came up, rap, 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 you know, hello. It's can be for both of you. Oh, so I shared with him. It wasn't my ego. It was a message for both of us. I had been primed for that moment by having that insight days before. It's not an either or, it's an and. The most beautiful word in the English language. And it's not an either or, it's both. For myself, when I'm sick, when I have a problem, I had a few years ago, I had ear pain, really, really bad. And I kept thinking it would go away. And it didn't, and it didn't, and it didn't, and it was getting worse. And I'm using all my Reiki tools. You know, this was a few years so before Nova Gaia energies were fully here. And I'm like, but I'm a healer. I shouldn't be having all this pain. This shouldn't be lasting. Well, finally, I got my lesson and learned, oh, I'm supposed to just be quiet. Because I was spending my days in bed, in quiet, just laying there for hours. I'm just supposed to be quiet right now. And I'm just supposed to go inward and listen. And it ended up being a very fruitful time. And when that time had served its purpose, I was told, okay, yeah, go to the doctor now. Go to the doctor. This isn't something you're gonna heal on your own. This is something biological. And yeah, I had a fungal infection in my ear. How weird is that? You can work with the metaphysical. You can work with Western medicine. It doesn't have to be an either or. It can be an and. But I listened and I trusted and I followed along. And I just needed to be quiet. It was a time for me to be quiet and just absorb and have a lot of energy changes within myself and learn to listen.
I love this. I love this. Both. Well, all of us. Okay, so I'm a little silly with our love. But just listening and trusting. I love the love for and. It's, you have to listen to what your ego's saying because it is a part of you in this now moment. And you have to hear through all of the voices as they help you. I do have a little example for you, dear listener, a project. Maybe even a challenge, but an exercise. How about this? If you have maybe a recipe from a grandmother or a grandfather, or a way that they would garden or plant, or something that somebody has taught you, they don't have to be a relative, but say that they're no longer on this plane of existence. And then I challenge you to do that activity and invite them in to help you with that activity. My example is cooking. I love to cook Lebanese food. I love to cook my grandmother's recipes. And what I learned is that, yes, I have a written recipe, actual her handwriting, recipe cards. I'm going old school. Recipe cards that she wrote out for me of some of her favorite dishes. And I realized as I've been making these dishes again, well, because we had that awesome year off during COVID, I got to explore more. She actually left out ingredients. She really didn't want us to totally make her food or totally give out her recipe. I also know some Italian grandmothers that have done the same. But now when I cook her food, I invite her in because she is not on this plane, and I ask for her help. And I found those missing ingredients. I found that little extra sprinkle of the food just to make it like hers, to bring back those comfort food memories. So listener, I invite you as an exercise, it may be planting a garden a certain way. I worked with my great-great-grandfather in gardening and my grandpa on how to make strawberry gardens and why we had to make the scarecrows. And he, for some reason, had a way that the bunny rabbits and the squirrels never ate our strawberries. But I did a garden when I was a child, when he was gone, and all the strawberries were eaten. Now I asked him, what was it that you did?
Eggshells.
He would sprinkle eggshells around the strawberries. Yes, it helped with the slugs and they wouldn't go there either, but it seemed to keep away the other birds and different things. Well, not necessarily the birds, but things that would land on that were on the ground that would crawl up. So that's my challenge to you, dear listener. Not a challenge, an exercise. Learn how to hear these guides, hear these voices, and feel what it is. You need a pinch more salt. All right, well, I'm gonna add a pinch more salt. You need to keep stirring this. You're not cooking it long enough. All right, I'm gonna keep stirring it and cook a little longer. You need to add more fiber into your diet. You need to add more grain into that soil. You need to add more color into that painting. It could be anything. It could be playing music. It could be whatever it was that they wanted you to experience with them. Have either of you ever done something like what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I actually do this all the time, and it's interesting how many different ways your guides, your ancestors, whoever you're going to ask, because at this point, everything in the universe is accessible to ask. And it's fascinating to me how the answers come. Over time, I mean, you know, you both mentioned music. Music to me is a big one. How, like, I ask a question and out of the blue, I hear music either really on the radio or on the computer, or I hear it in my voice and it's just maybe a refrain. But, oh my God, it's my answer. I have actually walked by somebody by a couple of people who were talking. And obviously, they had nothing to do with me. They were complete strangers. But I pick up like a few, a sentence or just a few words. And whoa, there's my answer. The answer will always come when we can listen. But again, it needs the trust, because I remember first when the answers would come, I would just like, no, 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 it can't be. That's too easy. That can't be. But with time, again, I trust. You know, I really like what Kay was saying at the end. It is all, you gotta look at the whole, you know. Remember, my motto is, what you do for others, you do for yourself. So whatever it is, whatever, you know, I talk to people in my sessions or my readings, I know that I have to listen myself too. Specifically when, you know, there's like days when six people come with about the same thing. They come to you. And I'm sure that all of you have had these synchronicities where you hear something and then it comes up again and again and again. You gotta listen. What is it that I need to learn? What is the information that I need to basically include within my energies? what is there out there for me to grow, to express more love? That's my question that I usually go for.
I love this. And yes, I too find that I'll wake up with songs in my head and I have to go look up the whole lyric because it usually does tell a whole story to me. And it either will complete something that I had a question or it becomes an answer for a session that I'm going to do that day when I'm working with other people. And not necessarily just a client, but also friends. I have friends that will say, I just had to call you out of the blue and this happened. And I'm like, oh, of course it did. Here's your answer. And they're like, how'd you know this so fast? Well, I already heard it this morning. they already prepped me for this call. But again, like Gita had said, this just really didn't happen instantly. I had to build the confidence too. I had to believe and trust. And I would actually do experiments. Another exercise for you listener you could do, super easy. When you're at the grocery store, how many times do we all look at the lines of the grocery store and we think, all right, what's the shortest line that's gonna get me out of here the fastest, right? And then you go stand in that line and then they're doing a price check. Can we get a price check over here? And then the register tape goes. And next thing you know, what was the shortest line, you watch the last person four carts down go through. Ask. Now, before I go to a line, I actually stop and I look at all the lines and I say to myself, my ego, my inner child, who's ever paying attention? What would serve the highest good for me to go to? Which line? Where am I supposed to be? Sometimes I'm in the longest line and it flies through. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but the cashier, I say something kind to them and I watch their whole day change right there. And they even say, thank you. I just needed somebody to be nice. So now I don't even worry about how long it takes me to go through the line because I just ask, where am I supposed to be? And I always tend to find now that quicker way through. Or there's something else that I'm supposed to be doing for the people around me, and it might take an extra minute. How about you, Kay? What are some other things that you experience in the normal life, in your daily being, where the guides are there either communicating with you or that you're asking for help?
Well, when I wrote my first book, Community Reiki, The Reiki Practitioner's Guide to Healing the World, I didn't think I could ever write a book. I didn't think it was possible to put that many words down and have it make sense from beginning to end. And I didn't think I was worthy. Who am I to say that I know how to do this? Who am I to be the person? I'm not some big name, well-known, famous, special person. I don't have thousands of followers. I'm not an influencer in the social media world. Who am I to do this? Well, I got some special help from beyond the Bronte sisters, the people who wrote Jane Eyre, Wuthering Heights, Tenant of Wildfell Hall. They came in to help me. Oh my gosh! Each of them, in turn, for different specific things. Emily, the author of Wuthering Heights, told me when I was getting too linear, too focused, and not paying enough attention to the energy and the spirit and nature. And so she kept me grounded in going beyond just the mental to make it more metaphysical. And she encouraged me so much for truth and activism and the importance and being worthy and good enough, and just kind of holding my hand when I had the most doubts. She's a very gentle but passionate soul in a very, very quiet person's body, or no body at this point. And then Charlotte, she is, oh my gosh, she helps you get things done. She is the organizer. She gets you in gear, kicks your butt in gear to keep trying and don't give up. And this is what we're gonna do, and this is what you're gonna do, and we can do this. So forceful and encouraging, and I'm a, she faced rejection after rejection after rejection and tragedies and again, and she kept getting up, and she pushed. Otherwise, you'd never know about this family that lived out in the boonies and were nobodies in their day, you know? And that's so helpful. But I really want to add something since we're talking about hearing voices. Because what do you do when someone's, well, when somebody gets put away, right? Oh, they're hearing voices. You know, there's a sense of, oh, uh-oh, am I schizophrenic? Am I going crazy? Is there something wrong with me? I'm hearing voices. And I know other people who hear or and sense and feel too much. I've had people in my classes that want to know, how do I get it to stop? How do I slow this down? It's overwhelming. I can't be around people because I hear everything. I feel everything. How do I get that to stop? And I know for that, our dragon heart's going to have a good response, probably better than I can. But I want to say, for the voices, the messages, the images, the sense that we receive, the most important thing is that they're higher energy, that you can feel the love. Now, sometimes there's tough love. Sometimes they will put you face to face with your own realities in ways that get you past your comfort zone. It can be a rude awakening, but it's never a cruel awakening. It's never a self-harm awakening. It's never a you idiot awakening. It's never a those people are the reason. It's never a get rid of somebody else. It's never put up more walls. It's never hate. It's never fear. It's love. It's caring. It's gentle. The fairy will tell you softness. Softness.
This is a podcast of the first part. And the second part, we're going to go deeper into understanding these voices. Just as our beautiful angelic being pointed out, how do we discern what is for our highest good and what is the rabbit hole of fear? Guess you're just going to have to wait a week. Thank you so much, listener, for being here with us. As always, you can find us at novagaialove.com. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook. We sure love to hear from you, too. Drop us an email, read our blogs, and always be in this now moment of love.